Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi Caitlin. What is this company?
We're a third-party call center for different companies. Is there one in specific or a product in specific that you're referring to?
Well, no, someone is fraudulently using my credit card from your company, and I'm trying to find out what this company is and where stuff is being shipped that's using my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code? I can try to pull it up for you.
43140.
And your name?
My name is Julie. Last name is Hittle. Hittle.
Thank you. And can you confirm either your email address or your mailing address? Either one you prefer.
BuckeyeBudman@TWC.com.
Thank you. I do have that listed here. Let me see. You said it was fraudulent charge. It came from November for a Wi-Fi booster.
For a Wi-Fi booster.
Yes. Do you remember ordering a Wi-Fi booster?
No.
Okay, one second. Okay. And what I can do is, well, it was, let me just first explain what's going on with it first, so that way you'll know what it's for, even if it's something you did not do. So you buy a gift, okay. Of course, on an advertisement, advertise the product more than it advertises all the details. So it advertises a gift. You pick which one you want, and then you only pay shipping and handling on that one for that one time. It enters you into a membership for a store that has different products. There's portable blenders, foot massagers, tracker tags, different streaming devices you can use, like in your car, Wi-Fi cameras. They have facial creams, CBD oils, male enhancement products, all type of things that you can get. And you pay $49.97 a month, but in return they give you a gift card every month too for $125. And it's like it goes to your email instead of going to your actual home. So it's like a little link you use, or like a coupon code almost. So that's what you sign up for. Now most people don't want the membership unless it's something that they're interested in, but some people just want their one-time product. So whoever signed up for it probably just wanted that one-time product and did not know it was a membership.
Right. Yeah, and I definitely did not do that.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is, because you were charged, because it started back in October, I can get you up
I
to the
know, and
Friday.
the problem is, and the problem is I've been in the hospital twice. In between this time, it's like I told my bank on the phone when I called them this morning. I said, "Hey, look, these aren't mine. I haven't bought anything because I've been in and out of the hospital, in ICU one of the times." And I said, "So it definitely isn't. These are definitely not my charges. It's a fraud. Somebody has got a hold of my credit card number and my email and stuff." Probably from where I did order something online. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
yes,
they've given
ma'am.
that information and ordered something else. And I told them, I said, "Hey, look, I said, I didn't order these. Whatever this is, these are." I said, "I don't even know who this company is." You know what I mean?
Yes,
And
ma'am.
so basically, that's the situation that we're in. And then they told me that this was the phone number to try to call you guys. To see what it even is to know. You know what I mean? But it's
Yes.
like, it's not mine.
All right.
I mean, I don't even have no booster.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to get you over to our fire department so they can assist you further.
All right, thank you.
All right, so I have your information being transferred over so they'll know why you are calling. And I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over, so hold one moment.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.